someone had about 5 children. Would you ever say he had 5 heads of children?
Do what I say now?
Someone had 5 children. Would you ever say he had 5 heads of children?
No, yeah, you'd say there. He has 5 children in his family is what they always say here. Or if they say, if the husband or the wife was talking, I have 7 in my family, you see, because mm-hmm. there'd be 5 children, and that's what there was of us. Mm-hmm. There's 5 of us, and my mother and daddy were 7 in family, you see.
You never used the word head?
No, never. We never used that, not here.
Mm-hmm. What about if someone had about 14 children? You said he really had a...
He really had a bunch of them, they say, a whole crowd.
What about a passel? Did you ever hear people say that?
Well, yeah, I've heard that a few times, but just not used very much, not in our language here in this country. It's just not used very much. I've heard them say that, a passel of children, or I've heard them, people, you know, make that remark, but it's not often used. They always say, man, he had a string of them, generally what they say. If he has, now there's a guy down in Dakota had 14 or 15, you see. I think it was 15. One family did, another had 16 or 17, and they just said, man, he had a string of children a mile long. That's what they say.
What about the term right smart? Like if it rained a lot, would you ever say it rained a right smart?
Yeah, they say, well, boy, it sure has been raining a lot here. That's what they say.
What about right smart? Do you say that?
Yeah, I've heard them say that. Yeah, it come right smart of the rain, I've heard people say.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that yourself?
Well, no, I don't think so. I don't recollect ever using that word like that, but I've heard people say that.
Mm-hmm. The kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob.
Called roasting ears.
Uh-huh. What about the outside of the ear of corn?
That'd be the shuck. Well, I ain't no use me going, you know all that stuff, what you have
then
to do
what?
To it. Well, you shuck it and then you silk it. It has silks at the end of it, see. When you shuck it, if you're going to eat it roasting ear, then you have to silk it, get all them silks off of it. Because if you don't, why, them things look like hair in there and you cook it.
What about the thing that grows at the top of the corn stalk?
Well, that'd be the tassel. Mm-hmm. And when the ear of corn first come on, that'd be the shoot. It'd be silking. Uh-huh. When they say my corn is tossing and silking, that's when it first starts and they call it a shoot. They used to put out a shoot before it starts silking. Uh-huh. They're a little old. Year of thing there, and they call it the shoot. Mm-hmm. And when it starts, that little silk, it starts coming out of there, they say my corn is a silking and tossing. I've heard them say that a lot of times.
Something that little yellow crooked neck vegetable, that'd be a...
Well, now, you have a squash, and there some pumpkins is that like that.
Mm-hmm.
And
are there different kinds of squash?
Yeah. They're white squash and they're yellow squashes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about the only kind I know of.
Mm-hmm.
And they have eggplants and stuff like that here.
What different kinds of melons?
Of what?
Melons do they have?
Melons?
Uh-huh.
Watermelons?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they have a whole bunch of them things here. I couldn't even start to name them. Because they have Stone Mountain and they have a yellow mead and they ate a whole bunch of Tom Watson and man they ate a whole bunch of them. I couldn't even start to name off the kind that they've got here.
What does Tom Watson look like?
Well, it's a long green melon. You know, Stone Mountain is a round kind, you know what they call. And you can get either one of them in the yellow or the red.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a whole bunch of them that I can't even think of. I'll probably think of them tomorrow or next day because they're a whole raft of them things, you see. And I believe there's some that they even call Sweet Williams and all kind of stuff like that. I don't know. It's just a whole bunch of them watermelons.
What other kind of melons besides watermelons are there?